From the Heart, September 18. God's Overarching Love. The Sword of the Lord and of Gideon. The Lord Himself directed Gideon's mind in the adoption of a plan. Gideon divided his 300 men into three companies. To every man was given a trumpet and a pitcher containing a lighted lamp. He then stationed his men in such a manner that they surrounded the entire camp of Midian. They had been previously instructed how to proceed, and at midnight, at a signal from Gideon, all the three companies blew their trumpets, uncovered their lamps, and broke the pitchers, at the same time shouting, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon!" The light of 300 lamps piercing the midnight darkness and that mighty shout from 300 voices suddenly aroused the sleeping army. Believing themselves at the mercy of an overwhelming force, the Midianites were panic-stricken. A terrible scene of confusion ensued. In their fright, they fled in all directions, and mistaking their own companions for enemies, they slew one another. As the news of Israel's victory spread, many who had been sent to their homes returned and joined in the pursuit of their fleeing enemies. Gideon also sent messengers to the Ephraimites, requesting them to seize the fords of the Jordan that the fugitives might not escape eastward. In this terrible overthrow, not less than 120,000 of the invaders were slain, and so completely were the Midianites subdued that they were never again able to make war upon Israel. A remnant of 15,000 who managed to escape across the river were pursued by Gideon and his faithful 300 and utterly defeated, and Zeba and Zalmunna, two Midianite princes, were slain. Because of the pride and ambition of the human race, God has chosen to perform His mighty works by the most simple and humble means. His care for the works of His creation is unwearied and incessant. When men and women go forth to their daily toil, as when they engage in prayer, when they lie down at night, and when they rise in the morning, when the rich feast in their palaces, when the poor gather their children about the scanty board, all are tenderly watched by their Heavenly Father. With humble prayer and trusting faith, we would seek counsel from God. Then all our acts would be governed by discretion, our energies would be rightly directed,